Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two is here, ready to go. Find out where JP is going tonight. He's actually going college basketball. By the way, 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the ACC round two game between Wake and Syracuse, 72-71, coming right down to the wire here. So JP's going with a side. There's a lot of games here, Kevin. Now, I doubt he's going like Northwestern State, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? He's not going there. So where do you think he's going? Is it Carolina, BC? Is it Villanova, Georgetown? Like, he's got to be going with a higher profile game, you would think, right?
And I don't even think it's necessarily going with higher profile because JP is against looking down the board. JP, though, loves a good narrative bet, right? Loves a good narrative bet.
Oh, Syracuse took the lead.
Oh, how about that?
Wow.
So if he's going to the ACC, he's going to the UNC game. That would be like, can he give us the conference or is that too much?
I think he's going. No, dude, don't give him that because I think we have it narrowed down to where he's going. Like, I don't think he's going to Ohio State like Wisconsin, right? We don't think he's doing that. I think it's between Boston College and North Carolina or Villanova, Georgetown. JP, Philly area, Nova.
Yeah, because OU Oklahoma State, though, has that.
He's not going to LaSalle. He's not going to St. Joe's or LaSalle. No way.
No, but that would rock if he did, though. Or, like, you know, brought the Temple party to the table. I think there could be. Oh, he just gave out a chuckle. He's bad. Is Temple on the board today? I mean, what's the story here?
No.
Not yet.
I'll say he bets Oklahoma State.
I'm going to go with Villanova. JP.
Give me Texas Tech getting 4.
What? Come. I mean, what? What? Just shaking it up, man. Yeah, shaking it up.
So in their recent games, here's what we got. They lost by 4 to number 3 Kansas, the big favorite in that conference. Beat Kansas State, beat Texas, beat West Virginia in West Virginia, and played Texas Christian within 1 point. And now they got a neutral court game against West Virginia, who they just beat.
There you go.
There it is.
Analysis. He's ready. Big 12.
Right time.
He loves the Big 12. By the way, Wake Forest, 74. Syracuse, 74. 28 seconds left. Shot clock at 22. The Orange have the basketball here. So, Kevin, if you want to go play-by-play here for us down the stretch, what do you say? You've done play-by-play before, from what I hear.
I have. No, I have. But man, you want to talk about a setup like no other, man. You know,
tremendous.
Nah, never mind. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say that.
Look, can't let it get out on the air.
No. Mm-hmm. Now, hey, by the way, this game right now. See, this is I don't know what it is, and it's such a silly thing, but I love how realistic rooting overtime is in college basketball. Like, if you bet an over, it is not ridiculous to be like, listen, I think we got a chance to get to overtime. Like, you say that in an NBA game where there's, you know, 240 points on, like, it's a little ridiculous. But this total is 152.5 right now. And if you've got that over, you're like, come on, baby, defense.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, 'cause you're right there, though, DRS. You're right there.
Yes, because also when you try to take a look at, like, the NBA and how it lines up, like, 28 seconds, that might be 7 possessions. in the NBA. Like, it's almost impossible to get to overtime. There's no one and ones, right? Like, oh, it's a tie game. You got fouled, like, on a, you know, forget about even a shot, like, just at the top of the key. Like, well, he's got two. He's going to make one of them. But if it was a one and one, like, you'd be all out of your mind. Like, oh, my God, don't miss. We're under 10 seconds left to go here, so we can't call it directly. I mean, that's just the worst shot I've ever seen in my life. So we don't have to go play by play by Syracuse there. That was just atrocious.
What was
this? Oh! Oh! Now, this is tremendous, K-Dub.
Yeah.
That excitement there was Syracuse just drained a 3-point shot.
No, they didn't.
Wake Forest just drained a 3-point shot. 77-74 Syracuse, 0.2 on the clock. Now, there's not even enough time for them to inbound to get fouled. Like, oh, we can't even let you shoot a 3-point shot. There's basically enough time to do absolutely nothing because Syracuse doesn't have any timeouts left. It's like the perfect scenario because why? You're getting 3.5, baby. That's what you wanted. Woo!
That is exactly great finish. What you want. Syracuse did absolutely run one of the worst possessions in the history of college basketball. I mean, there's no like. So funny enough, I was a little bit ahead of you on that, which is fantastic. Yes,
yes.
But for so that like again, I don't know, man. Like, that's just that to me. It's so college basketball. It's so sports betting. It's everything we love.
Yes.
You have Syracuse plus 3.5. They ran the God worst possession your eyes will ever see, and you got put in a good spot. Well, now, where'd they find 0.5 from, DRS? Now, where'd they find 0.5 from instead of
0.5? Yeah, because the problem is you're trying to throw the basketball 75 feet. It goes out of bounds, and then you know how that goes, right? So you just want them to hopefully inbound it, and they did. So there you go. There you go.
Oh, wow.
What a game. What a game.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's the perfect game. Now, that makes it – now, see that? Like, we're watching this live on air and how that just played out. That's tournament basketball right there. You're going to see that multiple times over the next couple days and into next week. That's fantastic. Fantastic stuff. The Cuse loses, but they cover. Some people say on the Syracuse bench, that was even more important. And if you go to the post-game press conference and Jim Boeheim sits up there and goes, well, we cover today, he's right. Another year, Jim. Another year well-deserved by getting that cover. We'll be right back. It's hour number two. Let's get after it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back out of your hour number two. Boy, oh boy, what a way to get the day started. Wake Forest 77, Syracuse 74 final. Sneaks inside the number with a Syracuse cover there. Fantastic stuff. That's what we're going to get used to have a lot of fun with. If you want to give us a phone call, you got a hot play tonight in college basketball, NBA, hockey, whatever. 844-843-6879. As we wait, Kevin, for the next couple games here. Fresno State, Colorado State, underway. Richmond, George Mason, underway. The next ACC game, Georgia Tech, Pitt. Not a bad game with Pitt favored. That's 6.5. Now, yesterday, as we talked quarterbacks, teams, Kevin, were getting on planes to go try to get a somewhat quarterback from what do you want to do? Do you want to join us? How much money do you need? How's it going to work? Let me bring everybody with the contingent for the New York Jets on the Johnson & Johnson G5, which left Newark, I'm going to assume, Teterboro up here in the Northeast, flew to California. They had the meeting. We haven't got much out of there, Kevin, other than looks like it might take a little bit of time.
The you know, kind of headline is, well, now the Jets will be waiting on Aaron Rodgers. On waiting on what? He's not a free agent. The Jets want him. The Packers don't.
Yeah.
What are we waiting on? Is he pretending he's going to retire again? That is, by the way, it is far more nauseating. Rodgers pretending he's going to retire than Tom actually doing it and unretiring. Like, what are we waiting on, man? Does he think, like, I don't know if I want to be a Jet. Well, what do you want to be? I'd love to be an Eagle. Well, two men on the mark. I don't understand, Donnie. He's got his season. He's got a really, really healthy organization looking to bring him in.
Kevin, the Green Bay season ended 2 full months ago. He's been home. He's been on vacation. He's been golfing. He's been in dark rooms. He knows the teams out there through his agency that actually wanted him to be their quarterback or had interest. 2 days after the season ended, his agent probably just sent him a nice little, you know, binder list that said, here's the teams I've talked to all season long, because that's my job as an agent, who might have a spot for you if you would like to go to that football team. Here's the complete breakdown of the roster. Here's how you would fit in. Here are the numbers that we probably can work out if you are cut by Green Bay, or more likely, traded by Green Bay. What do you think about this? And I honestly feel like we're trying to be led on to believe, like, oh my goodness, like, I'm just starting to think about this process now, and I have some time. Do you see what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense. This isn't where his agent goes, hey, you know what? I think the Jets might want you. Really? And it's like, yes. But like, no, that doesn't happen. That hasn't happened.
It is either one of two things. Either Aaron Rodgers is considering retirement. Now, hand wave that. I don't think he's actually retiring. But that is what we're supposed to believe, that he's considering retirement. Right? And that's why we don't, that's what we're waiting on. Or, and I know this will sound rude, but I'm not trying to be rude, but they're treating Aaron Rodgers like he is 6 years old. And they are pretending that he is the one making the decisions here. Hey, Aaron, you take your time, man, wherever you want to go, man. If you think the Jets work for you, you let us know, right? If you want to stay in Green Bay, you let us know. Meanwhile, Donnie, it's like, yeah, the Packers have already accepted the deal from the Jets. And basically, we're going to give you 2 more weeks here, and then we're just going to send this thing in. He doesn't have all of this control here that we're making it out to be, where it's not like we're waiting on Aaron Rodgers to request a trade. Do you know what? It's not like, oh, Aaron Rodgers has 6 teams he's choosing from. It's like the Jets are beating down your door, and the Packers want you out. Just say you're a Jet already. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
Here's what I want to happen now. Here's what I want the Jets to do to Aaron Rodgers. Oh, you know what? We expected a franchise tag from Baltimore, which was the exclusive tag. So we didn't even think we had a chance at him. Aaron, do me a favor. Hold on for the next 2 full weeks. Don't make up your mind. We're going to go after Lamar Jackson. If that doesn't work, we're going to give you a call back. But we'd like it if you said you didn't know what you were going to do yet. How would that feel to Aaron Rodgers at that point, right? It seems like that's what he's doing right now, and there's no reason to do it. Like, you see people get excited, Kevin, like, right? Been in Green Bay 15, 17, 18, whatever amount of years it's been a long time. Sometimes it's fun to get rejuvenated and leave. Tom Brady left New England and looked like he was having the time of his life in Tampa Bay and ended up winning a Super Bowl, right? So Aaron Rodgers sees that and goes, you know what? I'm not really too happy here. Maybe they took me for granted, and I get the feeling that they actually don't care if I come back or not. Let me go to the Jets, a fan base that'll be so fired up, at least when I get there. I'll make a ton of money, and it's nice sometimes just to be in a new spot and see what's up. And I just, you can't get anything out of him. And I don't know if it's Kevin, he's got the quirky personality, or he's just like, I'm so much of a narcissist that I know I can hold up entire league's businesses until I make my decision. I already made my decision. But boy, is this fun to string it out another 10 days and go on multiple podcasts.
What I don't understand, what are his other, this is why I keep talking about retirement. It does seem like the options are the Jets or retire. So is that what we're doing? Are we supposed to believe that he's going to retire, honestly? Really?
He's got zero chance of retiring. He would start at quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's better odds than him retiring. How about that?
I like that.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
No, but that's, again, like, this is why it's all so odd to me here. Because it's not like, man, listen, Rodgers has a lot of good options on the table, and we're waiting to see. You know, the Watson sweepstakes, DRS, it was like, the Browns are in, the Panthers are in, the Falcons are in, and the Saints are in, right? And it's like, all right, we're going to see, you know, which one of these teams is going to win out. We don't have a second team on the board right now with Rodgers. We don't.
All the
Vegas reports are that they're uninterested. Like, we don't have another team. So that, again, like, that's why I say with just such certainty, he's a Jet. He's a Jet. Start printing the jerseys. Damn, you know, figure out if Namath has given him 12.
Yeah, it would be nice if he does go to the Jets, because that's a big market here. It's going to add intrigue. That division no longer is the Buffalo Bills are bust. Like, I'm not saying the Buffalo Bills can't win it and shouldn't be favorite, which they will, but it just makes it a whole heck of a lot more fun to watch and see how that one plays out. Let's get to the phone lines here. Basketball in a big way today. 844-843-6879. It's a Wednesday afternoon. The X-Man calling in. I know he's got some heat for us today. Let it rip.
Definitely got some heat.
Yeah, let's go.
Definitely.
Most stuff.
Okay. Got the two. I got two NBAs.
I got them.
We going with the L.A. Clippers on the spread. Dallas Mavericks on the spread.
Back to back.
And we going with two hockeys and regulation. The Vancouver Canucks at home. And the Detroit Red Wings at home. Those four together is 9-1. But my pick of the day is Oklahoma State. College basketball to beat Oklahoma on the money line.
That's K-Dub's territory right there.
I like it.
I mean, X-Man, just to give you behind the scenes, I mean, he tried to force that game on me this morning on the early line. I mean, he's all about that game.
Well, it makes sense.
Oklahoma, they're not really good.
I mean, Blake Griffin's coming back.
You've got a team on the bubble who 100% needs the game in Oklahoma State, and you got this 1-point line here, right? Like, you're not paying big numbers, so it's a very, very tempting spot there. I would think, no.
I mean, it is. But also, the Big 12, like, nobody's at home per se now. Is this the league going to fall apart all of a sudden? Like, hold on. Oh, like, we're not actually the home team. You're not the home team. We're not the home team. Yeah, exactly. What, 3-2 final? Like, we can't play in a neutral site. We're not used to this at all. Now, it is in Kansas City, so Kansas certainly going to have a big faction there. It's what I would assume. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. We'll find out. It's going to be a fun tournament to watch it play out. We still got a long way to go this afternoon. Basketball, basketball, and more basketball. Make sure you keep the dial right here. Sirius XM Channel 159. It's money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yes, we ain't going nowhere. We got some time to go and some games to take a look at. Fresno State, Colorado State, 17-16 first half, about 10 minutes to go. George Mason and Richmond. Richmond has a 2-point lead, 12-10 with 11 minutes to go. We're waiting here in the ACC just to get started here in a few moments. Georgia Tech and Pitt. Pitt is -6.5, but it hasn't been a great finish. Great season for Pitt. I don't think too many people saw this one coming, being that good a team in the ACC standings-wise. But they had everything to gain by just picking up a win or two down the stretch, which included a horrendous Notre Dame team, which they went on the road and got pasted, then went down to Miami, played tough, and lost that game. So they don't even get to hang a banner as, hey, part-time, or should I say co-champion, ACC regular season. They're looking to cut down the nets here in the tournament, which I don't know if that's going to be the case, but they are favored by 6.5 over Georgia Tech. Some games a little bit later today up at the Garden, Butler St. John's. That'll be at 3 o'clock. What else? We have some other good starts here just to look at some of this. Ohio State, Wisconsin, 6:30 p.m. That game will start in the Big Ten. Texas Tech, West Virginia, where JP is on that one. That's a 7 p.m. start. And BC, Boston College, North Carolina. That line is up to 11.5, Kevin. The reason being, looks like BC, one of their better players, looks like he's not going to play today. So that's the reason for that line, I guess, scorching up higher and higher.
Yeah, we talked yesterday about all this line movement that is going to be trickier to follow. I don't want to spend a world of time on that Daniel Jones thing, but I did just see an article from Pro Football Today. Donnie, with the contract, is trying to give like some of the specifics here.
Yeah,
and I don't understand all of it, quite frankly. But one thing that is that Jones has $1 million in incentives for each year being a top 15 quarterback. There's another 1.5 for when he's a top 10 quarterback, and another 1.5 for when he's a top 5 quarterback. What does that mean? What is that? Yeah, what is that measure?
You think of the parameters would have been in there, like top five, meaning like a consensus. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what
there's
is that? Is
metrics
there like
that go into
that
it, yards. Yeah, like where they just go to Pro Football Focus, they just can't say it legally. Okay, we're going to check it out on PFF, what your actual ranking numbers at that point.
I don't know. It's such a bizarre thing, man. And again, like, you got the Giants beat reporters like, hey, because this is one, this was from Dan Duggan here. The Giants have a reasonable out after year two, $18 million dead money, $21 million in savings. Like, we're already talking. We have a reasonable out after two seasons where we can just have $18 million dead on our quarterback here. Does that sound like a guy people are excited about?
No.
Is that what Saints Beats reporters were talking about, you know, 2 days ago nonstop? Is how easily they could or not
get out of it
and get off of the contract? It's crazy.
Yeah. How, by the way, Patrick Mahomes, 10 years, $500 million, but they can get out after year three, man. If this thing goes downhill, they can get out of this. Nobody said that. Like, oh, wow, I wonder what he's going to get after he gets the $500 million. Another $800 million contract on top of it? Like, nobody's saying like this, like, oh, my goodness. Like, what are the Giants going to have to pay him now in 4 years once he completes his contract? Like, no, they're basically saying, hey, if the 2 years, if it stinks, they relatively easily can get out. And everybody's anticipating that. So do we cheer on the GM for being like, hey, man, he was pretty smart. Well, he wasted money, but he knew exactly the escape clause to get out from that wasted contract. So we'll see how that one plays out. Phone line's calling here, K-Dub, 844-843-6879. Gary from Texas, he's in. It's Wednesday. Let's go.
Hell yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah,
and somehow it's Wednesday with Walsh, but I don't know how that happened.
Mm.
But I got a couple of picks for you in a second, and I'm going to use my best X-Man voice in a minute. But before I forget,
there you go.
I got to tell Kevin he wasn't aware, you know, that we're going to have a new, you know, intro to the show, and I think he's going to like it because his name's in it. All right, you know, let me run it by. First of all, you know, Donnie's got to go first because it's alphabetical order, Kevin. That's the only reason. And, of course, he's here more often. But, anyway, here it is. Okay. Welcome to the Money Line with Donnie Wrightside and sometimes Kevin Walsh.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, Kevin?
How do you feel about that? How do you think the marquee sounds like that?
I don't know. What do we think? Do we start talking about why I was actually out? Do we think we start making people feel bad about it or no? Do we let it go?
No, we better not do that.
No.
Yeah, because that would ruin all the fun.
Exactly. Yeah. See, we're having fun, Kate. Yeah, we're having fun here.
Yeah.
I'm not having fun.
Let me give you my couple of picks, and I'm gonna try to get my X-Men voice since he was just here.
Get
all
it.
Right, guys, I got a couple of picks for you today. A little cross sport parlay, you know, to get you going. All right, we're gonna start off with the NHL Minnesota Wild money line. That's an underdog, by the way. And also, I'm going back to Oklahoma State money line.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, not just because he said Oklahoma State, I happen to like him on the your regular spread.
There
I think that's
go.
A pretty good pick.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I'm actually telling you, but I really was actually going to only give you one pick, the NHL, but then I remembered I do like Oklahoma State. But tonight, the Wild's like plus 125 maybe now, like 124, something like that. It's a pretty good play. And some books don't allow it. Actually, I haven't found it in Fanbook, but if you can get the alternate puck line, I mean, I'm not talking about the alternate where it gives you like plus 2.5, like the minus 1.5, I think Minnesota would be like plus 240 or something. And actually, if you find a book that allows that, I would take that instead of the plus 122.
There you go. Lining it up. Oklahoma State is a favorite here. Minnesota Wild, which I can't stand the Minnesota Wild's name, KW. They did a great one back in the day. Minnesota North Stars. They moved to Dallas and became the Stars. If I would have came back in Minnesota, I would just have been the North Stars again. Like the Minnesota Wild, terrible name. One of those names that we didn't have to do. It didn't have to be that way.
You don't like the name The Wild?
No, I don't. I can't stand it, actually. I don't like The Wild. I don't like The Kraken. None of that nonsense. I don't like The Commanders. It just doesn't feel like it fits. They should have been the North Stars all over again. And why Dallas just took the Stars? So they just renamed their own franchise down there. It was one of the better uniforms. The green. Oh, man. And they stunk every year. This is something you can anticipate, K-Dub, back in the day. Quebec Nordiques. You too young for the Nordiques? Yeah, you too young for the Nordiques?
Yeah.
I mean, that's dramatic. I mean, there was a team called the Quebec Nordiques, K-Dub. The Nordiques was an actual team in a major sports league. That's tremendous.
No wonder they got rid of that team, man. I mean,
what if Gabe liked the Nordiques growing up? Was Gabe a Nordiques guy? Maybe like Cam? Were they Nordiques guys?
Man, I will say this. I actually interacted the other day with Gabe on a hockey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently there was a tweet right before Patrick Kane was getting set to debut with the Rangers.
Yeah.
Where they said, Kane getting set to debut in the mm-hmm. Mecca of hockey.
And they lost.
Well, not even that.
The Mecca,
well,
huh?
Well, you know, exactly. So Gabe was like, Mecca hockey?
Yeah, we got him, yeah. Oh, that's good.
So he's all right, let me throw up a poll here. And like he's like, man, I'm actually getting more votes in this than I thought. He threw, I think it was Toronto, Montreal, yeah. New York, and then yep. other. And New yep. York had like 3% of the votes. And I went in there and I commented. And I could have gone like one yeah. direction of like, let's back New York. I yeah. was so insulted by the premise. I'm like, New York is not only not the Mecca of hockey, nobody from New York should be even able to vote in this poll. This is so ridiculous here to suggest that New York is the Mecca of hockey. Like, I would like to imagine anyone who said that or the tweet was because Madison Square Garden is known as the Mecca. But there cannot be any person actually thinks
yeah.
the center of hockey
yes.
in this world is New York. I mean, come on, stop the madness.
I mean, yeah, there's no basketball like courts in New York City. They're all like hockey courts and ice skating rinks. Like that's what they do.
God.
New York City kids from the Bronx, Manhattan, everywhere. What they do is they play ice hockey, not basketball, up in the Mecca. But that's a pretty good one because it's almost like a little word like, hey, New York, the Mecca, we'll just roll with it. And then a guy like Gabe would see that and just be like, he could probably build a 3-hour show around. I can't even believe somebody actually just called New York the Mecca of hockey and go over the 100 years of the NHL yes. and why it's not the Mecca of hockey, which is pretty good stuff. I like when I see stuff like that because you're right. You immediately say, like, hold on, here's what the tweet was. And you get halfway through the tweet and the other person's like, no, wait a second here. Like, we don't even care what the rest of the tweet said as long as you said New York is the Mecca of hockey. That's pretty good at that point. It really is.
And I wouldn't even know where to start with that debate. I don't know which of the, you know, places up there in Canada would be the answer. But, like, New York, everyone has pride. There's no way there'd be New Yorkers who would even defend that.
No.
Come on, we are. We're the
epicenter. Yeah, you can only be one Mecca. How about hockey? You know, basketball? Yeah, no. It's got to be hockey. It's got to be hockey here.
Yeah, we pass.
No, granted, that's another thing. The Mecca basketball, a team that never wins anything. Well, but we can. Yeah, we don't have to get on that. But my goodness.
Well, no, hold on. Well, hold on, though. Well, that's not what that means, though. But let me. It's not. I also was saying, though, and then this is what you'll appreciate. Like, when do we start going? When is Messi going to join NYCFC and play in the Mecca
yes,
soccer?
Exactly.
I mean, when do we start those yep. rumors there?
I mean, not even the Mecca of baseball. Two average teams up there. I mean, come on now. Like, spread it around. Spread the love.
What are you?
Yeah.
Whoa. What are you talking yep. about Pennsylvania for?
Which is the best team in the city? Is it the Mets or the Yankees?
I mean, going into this season, the Yankees are still booked in front of them, no? Oh, well, you're just trying to be funny about saying the city.
See that? You picked up on it, eventually got there. Like, yeah, like, what? Like, if you were looking at just, like, better boroughs, right? Is it the Bronx? Is it Queens? I mean, people... There's a decided answer in that one, I would think, right?
Just not even talking.
Come on, you just answer it. Like you're. But by the way, you are a Yankee fan, so that would assume yeah. that you do think the Bronx is better. Is that correct here?
No,
because if you thought Queens, there is a team in Queens that are named the Mets. You are from Queens. How did you become a Yankees fan? And you can't go back and say, well, I was born before the Mets were actually a team, so that's why I like the Yankees and get away with it. We got to have answers here. I mean, that's just you're from Queens like the Yankees. Is that even allowed? My goodness. We'll be right back. We got to get to the bottom of this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, having fun here. The last segment to get your phone calls in. If you want 844-843-6879, SiriusXM channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin here on a Wednesday watching some college basketball. I always like this, too, because Pitt has a 2-0 lead, Kevin, and the old saying goes like, first possession of the game, you score points, you're down 2-0, just turn it off, you lost the game. Like, no matter if you're getting 7, 14.5, you get down 2-0 right off the bat, just doesn't feel right at that point. So watch this one play out, have some fun with it here, and also, you know, try to get to the bottom of it. Just a kid from Queens liking teams in the Bronx when Queens has their own teams out here. I don't know.
Not from
Maybe it's just
Philadelphia.
Me. It doesn't matter, though. This is our regional area. Like, I don't have a team in South Jersey like 10 minutes from my house.
Why weren't you a New Jersey Nets fan?
Because it's nowhere near my house. Like, if we look up your address right here, let me punch this in here and put you over to Shea.
The entire state has no pride, as you're all just either going to be from New York or from Philadelphia. And you're trying to give me lip, I mean, about my boroughs. I mean, I've had enough of it.
You are right next. You literally are like, you hear like the crack of the bat. You're so close to Shea Stadium back in the day.
Yeah, don't look City up Field. Where things are. I don't need that. I just remember that. Yeah, no, listen, we did live close.
Now, can you see the stadium? Like, can you, like, because I grant, I can, there's buildings and stuff,
house,
so I might get in your way. Yeah, like, you can't take a walk, like, in a couple blocks and be like, oh, yeah, I see the outskirts of the stadium. Oh,
not at all.
That's disappointing. Not at all. Now, if you walk, like, in one direction, do you head over and over to St. John's? Like, do you ever just walk over by there? No?
No, it's not. What do you think Queens is, like, 6 houses? That
yeah.
Right
like, it's
each
a, like a 7-block radius, I'm figuring right now. Like, you take a 5-minute walk, you're in Manhattan. That's what I'm picturing.
No, man. That's surprisingly, that's...
Oh, man, yeah. You go out for it. Hey, Kevin, where were you? Hey, exactly. Hey, by the way, I was working out, and I, you know, ran by Yankee Stadium, Times Square, back in a couple minutes here in Queens. That's what I'm figuring
yeah,
right
man,
now.
I just quick jogged through Staten Island, man. Happened to be back in the house. No, that's surprisingly not how it's built.
Oh, now, by the way, do you have must-watch TV today? Like, what is your, like, basketball-wise? Yeah. If I get, because there's a lot of games on today. And again, gamblers don't care, right? We'll bet on anything. Is there one that you want, though? Like, you say, like, hey, look, I'm going to eat dinner, and this has to be on my TV. I don't really get the feel for those things tonight, though.
I really thought you were just teeing me up to talk about AEW. I swear.
I mean, come on. I'm actually going to be watching Vanderpump Rules, but that's another thing. But I was just seeing if you want to read basketball at this point right now.
Let's start sharing show recommendations.
Oh, man. If I had to watch Housewives last night, Wednesday nights are Vanderpump Rules in the DRS household. So that's what I got going for me.
Listen. You gotta go with what's on, and sneaky, everyone ends up enjoying those shows more than they want to let on. So,
hey, by the way, we're looking at AEW, are we getting a microphone? Like, is this MJF today gets the mic for 30 minutes and lets it rip? Because he wrestles like what? Like Hogan used to, like once every 3 months?
That's his deal. He says it's a special attraction, man. So he's certainly not wrestling tonight, I'll tell you that much. I mean, the truth of it is that's the main thing I'm excited to watch there. The NBA board, I like some games tonight in the NBA, but you don't have what feels like as like can't miss matchups, right? Like I know I'm a little biased in this way, but like all those Lakers games, because they keep having just like 1-point lines. It's like, man, it's a big game here tonight. Can they win it? I don't think you have as much of that on tonight's NBA slate. For me, I think that North Carolina game is obviously super important, but they're a bigger favorite. And I know we kind of, it's becoming almost now maybe the joke of the day on the show, but Oklahoma State right now is first 4 out. They're playing, their rival as a 1-point favorite, and they have to have the game. It's a big game tonight in the Big 12.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And, you know, how you try to line up these games, right? Because they're not all equal. Like, UNC beating Boston College is not going to get the same as, like, a Big 12 win. I would love to see how they weigh, because you're not privy to, like, a TV show, which, again, if the NCAA was smart, they probably would do the same thing they do for football. They do it once a week. You don't have to do it in December, January, and February. But you're trying to tell me, like, a one-night or every other night half-hour show updating, like, what they're talking about in the room. And also, I know you love this one, and so do I. Like, Sunday, there's championship games on Sunday, and the NCAA committee literally tells those conferences, it doesn't even matter. Like, if you were on the bubble, and you lost that game or won it, they're like, hey, yeah, we just figured that you were going to lose it anyway and you were out. It's out of, like, it doesn't make sense.
Bit on
yes.
Sunday and they still yes. leave you out. They're yeah, like, we didn't, yeah. didn't like your chances.
Like, oh, hold on, you lost that game? Oh, hold on, I'll put the show back a half hour. We got to redo this thing because we had them in when they actually lost, which is pretty incredible, which I do get a kick out of that at that time. But if I'm looking over, like, the NBA does have some pretty good games tonight. Oklahoma City Thunder, Phoenix Suns. Oosh, look at that game, Tom. Was that 13 and a half this morning? It wasn't 13 this morning,
yeah,
was it? Was
13.
It like 10? It was 13? Wow.
No. Yeah, it was 13.
Yes, yeah, that game's way up there. Number. I got actually a prop that I love in that game, which we'll go over in the next segment here. I'm fascinated here by the Pelicans-Mavericks game. Not that I don't think the Mavericks can't win. They're actually favored to win, minus 2.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook, as high as 3 at FoxBet. 234.5, team total in that direction I do like. But I still do think I look at that Trailblazers-Celtics game, and it sits at 10. You say, well, the Celtics lost a couple games in a row. That's ridiculous. Dame's on one side. I get it. But I just like that angle of enough is enough. We're at home, and just because we get up 12 points in the third quarter, we don't coast anymore. That's the trend, the angle I'm trying to play there. Now, from a Sixers perspective and a Celtics perspective, it's funny if somebody brought that up yesterday. Hey, by the way, the Sixers are like a game and a half back in the loss column now to the Celtics, which almost took me like a minute to register in my head. Because to me, it was always like, and even in the other game they played, like, man, like, come on, Boston. Like, beat the Cleveland, you know, beat Cleveland at this point, because that's going to help the Sixers out more. Cleveland ends up coming back and beats the Celtics. I'm like, hold on. Sixers might be able to catch the 2 seed now, which I never thought was going to be possible.
Which would be so, so massive if they could get up that far. The funny, we did a number of win totals, but you remember the Celtics 59.5? They could only afford 5 losses if you were going to cash the over. They've already lost 4 games. They've already lost 4 games. They could only lose one more time if you bet the updated over of that team to get to 60 wins, the Boston Celtics. And that was one of those that we talked, and you talk about this with plenty of numbers, right? Just sometimes the totals were too high. That was one of those where it was just, man, you're asking this team to win at a ridiculous rate in the Boston Celtics. And again, it's been the complete opposite. They blend pretty disorganized now since the All-Star break.
Yeah, by the way, Nuggets on the rise today. I'm seeing 9s now at most outlets here. Total of 225.5. The Bulls are an interesting one here because you could say, oh, Nuggets, just the Chicago Bulls are fighting for their lives also in the playoffs. I don't know if they can go on the road, though, and beat the Denver Nuggets at home. It's just hard. Look, you bet against that because you figure to yourself, if Denver wins, is there a chance that they might not cover? I mean, sure there is. But when you look at Denver at home, you start with, okay, Denver's going to win, but can the other team stay in? Like, are you capping that game going, hey, no, Bulls got a legitimate chance to go into Denver and win? You never get that feel.
No, right? They're catching a big number. And that's where you start to look at these, Jokic triple-double props, right, that are consistently coming
in. I think he gets it.
Man, by the way, I mean, the Jokic discourse has, who cares anymore, really, with this MVP? I'll say this with the MVP race. I don't think Embiid is done yet. I don't know what I haven't even looked at the most recent odds, DRS, for that MVP race there.
Let's take a look.
But I heard them mention last night on the broadcast, Embiid has, I believe, one more game against Denver. I mean, if he goes out there, and I know it's a very small
350.
Size, yeah, if Embiid lights him up again, the way he did in that game in Philadelphia, honestly, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I think it might be enough. If he goes out there and gives him 40-15 in another win in Denver, like I think Embiid might be able to flip the race. I really do.
I don't know if he can. I just don't know. Because, we need, and again, why don't we get the straw poll this year? Like, didn't it come out around this time? 15 or so games to go, 10 games to go. Why is this not a thing? Are they telling, like, no, you're not allowed to do this? Because that was huge news.
Yeah. I think they did it, Donnie. And I think it maybe, like, just didn't make the same
headway.
I could have sworn I saw something on, like, a bottom ticker where it was, like a Jokic 78 of, 100 first place votes or something in straw poll. But I don't know whose, exactly straw poll it was.
Yeah, because
I think they maybe did it. I'm not positive, though.
Like, you're taking a look at it now, and Nikola Jokic at FanDuel is minus 350, which basically is, okay, what do you have to do to lose this? Lose your 7.5 game lead in the West, which they're not going to do. I don't know, not average a triple-double every single game. It just seems hard for Joel Embiid to come back, but I almost feel bad for Joel Embiid. Like, his numbers, like, it's always like, hey, he can't stay healthy. He doesn't play enough games. In the last 2 years, he has been absolutely destroying everything in his way. And just because Nikola Jokic averages a triple-double, and now he has an even better basketball team than he did last year, it's almost like he can't catch a break because Embiid, sooner or later, as a big man, is going to break down. He can't be this dominant. And the fact that he's not going to take down an MVP award is kind of a travesty.
Yeah, so it's funny. I've said that I didn't think Joel Embiid had any MVP equity ever, and that was hardly any slander. It was because I didn't think Joel Embiid would ever stay healthy enough to genuinely be in an MVP race. Well, now he's basically been able to, and you know, unfortunately, Jokic has had himself some great seasons. And look, man, I have really grown tired of the MVP stuff this year more than years past. And I think part of it is because this is the most deserving Jokic has been, but it's not my... This is where it's like, look, I'm not the one who votes, man. There's so many people out there that, like, you know, because there's a lot of people that get votes, Donnie, right? Where these guys are like, you know, hey, look, man, I'm not the one that voted for him. You know, I had Embiid on my ballot, or 2 years ago I had Giannis on my ballot, and it's like, all right, man, I guess we can keep passing the buck like this. But at the end of the day, this guy's going to rip off a third consecutive MVP. And I do think as the conversation continues, more and more people are maybe feeling pressure to not actually give him this MVP. And if Embiid puts it on his head, I think it genuinely could swing. When is that game? How soon could that game be? Like, it can't be with, like, a week left in the season.
Yeah, let me see. Let's take a look. So we'll go NBA. Can't be scheduled. Let's go Sixers. No. We'll go Sixers full schedule. Is it, what is it, far off? What is it?
No, I just saw that the Iona women are about to get upset.
Oh, boy. Denver, March 27th. And it looks like that is in Denver, 9:30 p.m. So one more game against Denver here. It looks like the Sixers... Am I looking at the right thing here? What is this? Oh, Sixers are off. That's right. Portland, Washington, Cleveland, Charlotte, Indiana, Chicago, Chicago. You know what's interesting, Kevin? Ooh, and we might get robbed. They have four straight away games, but look at this. Three of them. At Golden State, at Phoenix, at Denver. But March 24th, March 25th, March 27th. So you're going to have a back-to-back where it's like, okay, I'm going to play Golden State, sit out Phoenix. And you know he's playing against Denver. Like, there's no question.
Yeah, get full rest, though. Skip that Phoenix game and get off Saturday and Sunday and go and play at Denver and see if you can steal an MVP. See if you can, right?
I'm going to say it's funny, too, because we're not talking about minus 350 with four games to go. There's a long way to go. And, again, hey, injuries happen. Bad play happens. The Sixers could get absolutely smoking hot and start to challenge the Bucks for the one seed. You never know. Their schedule is tough, however, but that will be a fun game if it's just bragging rights on the line. Because even if you do perform well, Joel Embiid, you still got like seven or eight games left in the season to compound that. See if it happens. One quick segment before we get out of here for the day. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back out in here, final segment of the day here. Quick moving show on a Wednesday on Moneyline, the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. You know what we like to do in this segment. Give out some plays, pick out some winners, have some fun across the board. I do got a couple player props that I do like tonight. Phoenix has a legitimate chance to blow the doors off their opponent tonight who played yesterday in Oklahoma City. And I think that is going to happen. But at the same time, Devin Booker's points and assists prop is 32.5, and I'm going over it. He might be able to hit that by himself on just his points. And by the way, Booker's assist numbers are up. Why? Because if you get double teamed, you flip it over to KD. He's got a wide open jump shot. Bang. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Build them up. I got points and assist over 32.5. I'm going to take an Atlanta Hawks prop tonight. Not Trae Young, but DeJounte Murray's points and assists over 25.5 tonight. And I would be remiss if I didn't say this. Same thing we brought up on the morning show. Pelicans team totaled over 115.5 tonight. Just firing that away. Fresh legs versus tired legs and a bad defense in Dallas. We'll get points. The Pelicans will be around 120. That's where I'm going tonight. JP, let the people know again where you're at.
Yeah, let's take Texas Tech plus the 4 against West Virginia.
There you go. So we got college basketball. And what do we got tonight? Ladder match? What? I mean, what's going on tonight?
There's plenty of good action out there. But I'm betting my biggest rival in probably sports betting history. That is Jason Tatum. Over.
Oh.
28.5 points.
How about that?
That's what we're gonna have to get involved with here. Tatum, over the number, coming off of a loss. I expect him to bounce back. He's done it all year long. 29+ in 15 of 17 games played after a loss with the Celtics this season. So I really do expect him to play well. Also, you know me, I don't bet a ton of sides. I might be on the Thunder when that number settles here right now, 13.5. Ooh. I know back-to-back. I know all of that. I got you, but it's a big number, man. And I don't know if everything's going to always be able to be this easy here for the Phoenix Suns. So I'm tempted for sure.
I'm telling you, if we get a fur coat in the building with SGA saying he's playing, that might be some trouble here. We'll close it down. It's a wrap on the show for Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow for JP, Donnie, and Kevin. It's Moneyline. See you later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.